J. Baron Nicorvo teaches writing at Western Michigan University. He lives in Southwest Michigan with his wife and their 2-year-old son. For years, the young poet was convinced he would be a bad father, taking after his own. His collection of poems, titled Deadbeat, begins by describing a scene very similar to the last time he saw his dad.
Child support hearing. Deadbeat enters the courtroom without a toupee. Shirt unbuttoned to his navel, a gold V dangling the patron saint of audited tax evaders. Son of Deadbeat wants to know why his brothers aren't here. His mother, a bankrupt, answers, "What brothers?" When they're all called to rise, she touches his ear and tells him, "Take a good look at your future." And what he sees, years later, isn't presidential. The veteran asleep on the subway, the grave oak that has always been there, an unstarred urban night like a leather hood drawn over his face by an older man, the last Hadrian, who swears, "You're going to love this." The last time I saw my father was at a child support hearing when he came in looking all but homeless to get a reduction in child support and alimony. And it worked. And as a result, my brothers and I grew up pretty poor. So in some ways, I think writing that scene and writing that poem was a bit of an exorcism for me. I mean, it was very affecting, hugely so, and I think overwhelming for a large portion of my life. But part of the thing that I do in writing poems is try to visit really charged, really emotional scenes, and sometimes to spin them, to fictionalize them, or take poetic license. Other times, the details are there. It's just finding the crucial ones, the important ones, the lasting ones that will move a reader in the way that I'm moved as I write the poem.
Nicorvo turned to writing as a young man after his life went from bad to worse. He hopes his work can speak for others with similar troubles.
So I think there is a political side to my writing, too. I mean, I'm trying to find a way to give voice to the downtrodden in hopes that, you know, there'll be some 18-year-old kid out there who doesn't know what he's doing and doesn't know what he should do with his life and picks up a poem and reads it and maybe finds a calling in there, finds a way for him to make himself useful, because that's what happened to me.
For most of Nicorvo's life, he has seen himself as the son of a deadbeat dad. Becoming a dad himself over 2.5 years ago has changed his focus.
I was really scared for a while. I thought I was going to become a deadbeat dad. I thought that was kind of my destiny. I didn't have that model there. It was more an absence. And so one thing that I was doing, this first poem is largely about my father, but a lot of the poems in here are much more about me, about the young me, the kind of young man I was, and maybe the grown man I could have become had I not been lucky, had I not had good mentors and good writing teachers, good father figures at universities and things. So a lot of this book is much more about me than it is about my father, who I don't really know. And then I'll just read this last poem. It's called Last Poem. Deadbeat is alive and well, though, for all we know, he could be alive and ill. By the time you hear this, he might be dead. Hell, you may be just as dead.
J. Baron Nicorvo will read from his collection of poems titled Deadbeat Thursday night at 8 in the Bernhard Center as part of WMU's Gwen Frostick Reading Series. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.